to another episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
Thanks for joining us for another Agent Talk. This week, we have a top agent with Kentwood talking about how to recover from change. Because if you haven't noticed, we've all gone through a lot of it in the last couple of months, and we're not done yet. So we've got Bridget Modulin, who's with Kentwood Real Estate. You've been Kentwood Real Estate City Properties. I want to make sure that I do add that. You've been in real estate for 20 years. You've been on the sales side for about 15. So you came in right before the wave. So you saw the whole thing. You saw the real estate picking up and then dropping down and the recovery. So you've seen so much. And through that, these last couple of years, you've been able to kind of claim your stake. You've been real estate professional, 18, 19, 20, top agent in your office the last few years. Bridget, first off, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me, Nicole.
So I want to jump in because you've had this level of success that we all strive to figure out where are we in this space? We want to achieve things. And of course, we want to find a little balance. I think that that's an oxymoron right now in the real estate industry. The success that you've achieved in a very noisy market, you throw a stone and there's a real estate agent, you throw a stone and there's a lender. And how have you built your business so that you stand out?
The most important thing in my business is to be ethical and to work with excellence. And I make sure to communicate well. So my mission statement is actually I aim to produce excellent service to my clients. I will listen intently, articulate precisely, work purposely and diligently to make sure your experience is extraordinary. It is so important to be ethical. And to when you're working across from another agent or with a lender, that you make sure the transaction goes as smooth as possible and you work as a team to get to the end, you know, to the end goal and to get to the finish line. You're right. It's so crowded. But I love this industry. I work with so many great agents just in my office. And so another piece of that is when you market a property, again, you do it with excellence. You don't just take some pictures and put it on and hope for the best. I dig in and learn about the property and do the video and a 3D walkthrough tour. Especially now, you really have to showcase that home. Not everybody's going to want to go in and view it right away. And the walkthroughs have been great for our industry. The marketing piece is I'm so particular about on all of my listings, and I want to make sure to present it well. And that, I think, is what has also set me apart. Is about 5 years ago, I started doing video, and it was very expensive. I mean, I think my first video, I probably lost money on my on the listing because I think I spent like over $2,000 for a video. And, you know, that's definitely come down and that's been helpful. But whether it's a $400,000 property or over $1 million, I market it the same way. The client needs to have the same service on whatever price range that is. So I feel that's important to represent a property well.
And that's a good place for a break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Your home purchase has a long-term impact on your ability to build financial wealth. We at the Ruth Team will continue to be alongside you well beyond the closing date. Whether helping to refinance a loan, transitioning to your next home, or building multi-generational wealth through investments, we are committed to finding you solutions other lenders can't or simply won't. We look forward to helping you build wealth through real estate by generating passive income for a more financially secure future. Get started today by visiting theruthteam.com. That's theruethteam.com. Your resource for helping you build wealth through real estate.
You think that through, right? You've chosen excellence. You've chosen elegance in the way that you market your properties, the services that you provide. Clearly, even in the word choice as you speak, elevates those conversations that you're having with your clients. Do you have an edge when you go meet with a listing opportunity and they're probably talking to a couple of agents? Does that conversation get you the, I don't want to say, does it get you the deal, but do you notice that there's a difference in that conversation is the way to say that?
Yes, absolutely. So I did go through ninja training and the ninja selling, and I absolutely loved that training class. They, in my opinion, teach you how to work with excellence. And so every listing presentation that I do, I have all those questions. I always have the questions. I do it the same every time. That's your checklist, right? To make sure that you get everything you need for that listing. And typically I don't really have to share all that I do, because what I do is I share my pre-listing presentation before I even meet with them. So I have it online, it's digital, and I will share that before and ask them to review it before we even meet. So it's my bio, it talks about my successes and what I've done in the industry. So I really don't have to sell myself, because that piece is so powerful. So I love using that. And that's something I learned in Ninja, in the Ninja selling. And with the internet, you can't, people search you and they learn about you. They know you before they even meet you. That's another thing that I've worked really hard on the last 10 years is my marketing online to tell about me and what I've done. And I even share a little bit about my family.
So if you were to talk to a new agent, that might be clearly that some of your success strategies in the past has been to take that seriously, to do the ninja selling, which I've also done. I didn't do the training itself, but reading even the book was eye-opening, and just the very specific structure behind the strategy. What if you look forward? So looking back, there's some things that you've done with your social presence, with your website, access, with this strategy of sending your listing presentation ahead of time. Love that. So looking forward, especially given what we've just been through with having to adjust yet again, if you've been in the business for, you know, 15 years, 20 years for you, what would you do differently going forward? Or what will you do differently going forward? What tools might you use or strategies to make yourself continue to be top agent in your brokerage?
So the virtual open house and virtual tours, I feel, are so powerful. I feel like you now can broadcast out a listing and get so many more eyes on it. So in the past, I have always had another agent hold my houses open, because I have an 8-year-old, so life is a little busy, and I have a family, so the open houses have always been hard for me, but I feel that they are a powerful tool to use. And if, you know, and if your seller wants that, then you want to make sure to provide that for them. So I always had most of the time I had another agent do it. Now I'm doing my own virtual open houses. I haven't done very many because it's very new, but I know that in the future now going forward with my listings, I'm going to use that tool, because I feel that it's going to connect me with more people, because I wasn't there, right? I wasn't present in my own home or in my own listings. And so now I get to have that connection with people, and they get to know me a little bit better. And they are a little nerve-wracking. It's hard to present a house, you know, and walk through, but I definitely prepare myself for those. And I put a little script together and do a walkthrough. And I do love those. And the last one I did like had 600 views. You would never have 600 people walk through your open house. So I think that's really powerful. And I'm excited to start using those more.
So anything else as we wrap up, Bridget, that you would like to share with everybody as they're going down this journey and building their businesses before we close this down?
So my advice is that with this industry, it takes time. It is not something that's going to happen overnight. It's a relationship service. And you have to build that relationship. I've been working on that for many years, and I did all of it. I bought leads. I did all of it. And after the ninja, I really realized that it is the people you know, and that they have trust in you, and that you're going to be able to get them where they need to go and for their next move. Just be patient and, you know, give your business time and don't try to rush it. It's kind of like wine. It gets better with age is what I would say. So, yep.
That's, I love a great glass of wine. A perfect way to end this, and it absolutely speaks to my heart. I'm very relationship driven. I know a lot of real estate agents, a lot of lenders that purchase leads or try to get there quickly. But ultimately it's the slow burn that keeps burning. And that will take us through this, because especially right now, our clients have so many questions and they have fear and they're anticipating what might or might not happen, and they need us to be their guide. So that relationship is so important. Yeah. Bridget, thank you so much for spending some time with us. I really appreciate.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.